Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Autry's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Do Hard Things, Why We Get Resilience Wrong and the Surprising Science of Real Toughness, author Steve Magnus delves into the multifaceted concept of resilience, challenging conventional wisdom, and presenting groundbreaking insights on what it really means to be tough. This compelling read is not only an exploration into the science of resilience, but also a guide that offers practical advice on cultivating true toughness in the face of adversity. Through a combination of scientific research, personal anecdotes, and stories of individuals who have faced unimaginable challenges, Magnus provides readers with a new understanding of how to endure and thrive when confronted with difficult situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the misconception of resilience. Steve Magnus begins by addressing the common misconceptions surrounding resilience. Most people equate resilience with sheer endurance or persistence, but Magnus argues that this is a shallow understanding. True resilience involves a deeper, more nuanced capacity that encompasses emotional flexibility, mental toughness, and the ability to rebound from failures. The author systematically deconstructs the myths of resilience and introduces the concept of adaptive resilience, which refers to the ability to adjust and adapt to changing circumstances rather than simply enduring hardship. Secondly, the role of vulnerability. One of the book's most provocative arguments is the role of vulnerability in developing real toughness. Contrary to the belief that vulnerability is a weakness, Magnus demonstrates through research and examples that acknowledging vulnerabilities is a critical component of resilience. It allows individuals to confront their limitations, seek support when needed, and foster deeper connections with others. Vulnerability, as presented in the book, is not about exposing oneself to harm, but about having the courage to face reality and the unknown. Thirdly, mindset's impact on resilience. Magnus delves into the concept of mindset and its significant impact on resilience. Drawing from Carol Dweck's work on fixed and growth mindsets, the book explores how individuals with a growth mindset tend to exhibit higher levels of resilience. These individuals view challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than threats to their self-esteem or obstacles. The author provides practical strategies for cultivating a growth mindset, emphasizing the importance of effort, learning from failure, and the continuous pursuit of personal development. Fourthly, the physiology of resilience. In a fascinating convergence of psychology and biology, Magnus examines the physiological aspects of resilience. He discusses how stress response systems, neuroplasticity, and even gut health can influence our capacity for resilience. Through a scientific lens, the book explains how practices such as meditation, exercise, and proper nutrition can enhance our biological resilience systems, thereby improving our ability to manage stress, recover from setbacks, and maintain mental and physical health in challenging times. Lastly, the power of community. Lastly, Magnus underscores the significance of community and social support in the development of resilience. Drawing upon sociological research and real-life examples, the book illustrates how connections with others provide emotional support, increase our sense of belonging, and contribute to our overall toughness. The author argues that resilience is not solely an individual endeavor, but is greatly influenced by the communities we are part of, and he provides actionable advice on how to cultivate supportive networks in personal and professional life. In conclusion, Steve Magnus's Do Hard Things, Why We Get Resilience Wrong, and The Surprising Science of Real Toughness is a must-read for anyone looking to understand and enhance their resilience in a deeply meaningful way. It shifts the narrative from enduring pain in silence to developing a holistic approach to toughness that includes emotional flexibility, acceptance of vulnerability, and reliance on community. This book is particularly beneficial for individuals facing personal or professional challenges, leaders seeking to foster resilient teams, and anyone interested in the psychology behind endurance and mental toughness. Magnus's work provides not only a fresh perspective, but also practical tools for building a truly resilient life. If you would like to support Steve Magnus, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.